你就很难看到了。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，晚上好。
Can we turn to Revelation 21?
我们一起打开启示录第二十一章。
And verse 3.
我们一起念第三节。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要和他们同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。
Maybe we could have a further word of prayer.
我们可以一起有一个祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the privilege to gather before you.
主，我们谢谢你，我们有这样的权利可以在你面前聚集。
Lord, since you have gathered us this way, we know you must have a purpose for us to be here.
主啊，你既然把我们召集在一起，你必然有一个目的让我们在这里。
Lord, so we look to you for your anointing.
主啊，我们真的仰望你，求你来恩膏我们。
We ask that you anoint the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
求你来膏抹讲的、翻译的，还有一起听的。
Lord, our prayer is that we may be able to hear your voice.
主啊，我们真是祷告，我们可以听见你自己的声音。
We may be able to understand your purpose.
我们可以来明白你向我们的旨意。
Lord, that we may live a meaningful life on this earth.
所以，主啊，我们就愿意真的在这个地上就过一个有意义的生活。
So Lord, we commit tonight into your hands.
主啊，我们把今天晚上就交在你的手中。
Lord, do give us an open heaven.
给我们一个打开的天。
Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
我们把这个时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We know we just read a very wonderful verse.
我们刚刚读了一节非常棒的圣经。
As a matter of fact, this is found at the very end of the Bible.
这节圣经是在圣经的将近结束的地方。
And if you read the context of that verse,
如果我们读这节圣经的内容的话，
it really gives you an impression that everything is being consummated.
给我们一个感觉，好像万物的结局都要到了。
Maybe we could read a little bit more than that verse.
我们可以读稍微更多的经文。
And we start from chapter 21, verse 1.
我们从第二十一章的第一节开始。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天和先前的地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城，新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如同新娘打扮整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要和他们同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。
And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦，因为先前的事都过去了。
And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true.
那位坐在宝座上的说，看哪，我把一切都更新了。他又说，你要写下来，因为这些话是可信靠的，是真实的。
Then he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water of life without cost.
他又对我说，成了，我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，我是开始，我是终结，我要把生命的泉水白白地赐给那些口渴的人喝。
And he who overcomes will inherit these things, and will be his God, and he will be my son.
得胜的要承受这些伟业，我要做他们的神，他要做我的儿子。
But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
至于胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的人，他们将在烧着硫磺的火湖里有份。这是第二次的死。
Then one of the seven angels who laid the seven bowls full of the seven plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七种灾祸的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你来，我要给你看新娘，就是羔羊的妻子。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
我在圣灵感动下，天使带我到一座高大的山，给我看由神那里由天而降的圣城耶路撒冷。
Having the glory of God, her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
这城有神的荣耀，它光辉如极宝贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
It had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels.And names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel.
它有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使，门上又写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
There were three gates on the east, and three gates on the north, and three gates on the south, and three gates on the west.
东边有三个门，北边有三个门，南边有三个门，西边有三个门。
And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
城墙有十二个根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。
The one who spoke with me and had a gold measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and its wall.
那对我说话的天使拿着金的芦苇当尺，要量那城门和城墙。
The city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as the width. And he measured the city with the rod 1,500 miles. Its length.And width and height are equal.
城是四方的长宽一样，天使用芦苇量那城，共有12,000斯塔底，长宽高都是一样的。
And he measured its wall 72 yards according to human measurements, which are also angelic measurements.
他又量了城墙，按着人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有144种。
The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass.
墙是碧玉造的，城是纯金的，如同明镜的玻璃。
The foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with every kind of precious stone.
城墙的根基是各样的宝石修饰的。
And verse 21, And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. And the street of city was pure gold like transparent glass.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每一颗门是一颗珍珠造的。城内的街道是纯金的，好像透明的玻璃。
I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple.
我没有看见城内有殿，因主全能者神和羔羊就是神的殿。
And the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb.
那城内不用日月光照，因为有神的荣耀光照。又有羔羊为城的灯。
The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it.
列国藉着神的城的光行走，地上的君王要把自己的荣耀带给那城。
And verse 27, An unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life.
凡不洁净的和那行可憎与虚谎之事的人，都不得进那城。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。
I hope brothers and sisters bear with me as we read through almost the whole chapter.
我们读了这么长的圣经啊，希望大家。
I think it's an important foundation for what we will share in the next 4 days.
可是这是我们这几天内要分享的信息的一个根基。
But I think since we're very young.
我们还比较年轻。
Or if you grew up in Sunday school.
或者你从小就在主日学这样的环境里长大。
Or even after you were saved,
或者你在你得救之后。
There was always this concept.
总是有这样一个概念。
So if we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior,
如果我们接受了主耶稣基督做我们的救主。
We are going to heaven.
我们就去就将要去天堂。
But what is that description of what that heaven looks like?
可是关于天堂的描述到底是怎样的呢？
Actually, it's found in this Revelation chapter 21.
其实就是在启示录第二十一章我们可以看见。
I don't know if it's something you've ever thought about.
我不知道这是不是和你以前的想象一致。
But it's actually a very interesting description.
可是这是非常有趣的描述。
Because it's described as a city.
这讲天堂被描述成为一个城。
And that city is New Jerusalem.
这个城的名字叫做新耶路撒冷。
But on the one hand, it's a city.
可是一方面它是一座城。
But on the other hand, it's described as the bride of the Lamb.
它另一方面它又被描述成是羔羊的心腹。
So it's very interesting.
所以这非常的有趣。
But as we read through this,
当我们读这些经文的时候
I don't know what your thought is.
我不知道你的想法是什么。
But Revelation 21.
可是启示录第二十一章
It happens at the very end of the Bible.
是在圣经的将近末了的地方。
Now, if you think about this,
如果你想到这些
in verse 6, the Lord said himself,
在第六节
He said, it is done.
主耶稣说成了。
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega.
So, Alpha is the first letter in the, of the alphabet, and Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
是阿尔法是希腊字母的第一个字母，然后 Omega 是最后的一个字母。
So the Lord said, "It is done."
当主说成了
，We have come to the end.
我们就知道这已经到了结束的时候。
Now, when you come to the end,
当我们到了结束的时候
，like you come to an end for any book,
就好像我们看到了一本书的末了
，or a movie,
或者一个电影的结局。
It really should be the It should explain the whole book or the whole movie.
所以最后就要把整本书或者整个电影都要讲清楚。
And what we see here is a wonderful picture.
我们在这里看到一幅非常美丽的图画。
We see a beautiful city.
我们看到一座美丽的城。
And we see how the streets are made of gold, transparent glass.
我们看到那个城的街道是由金金制造。而且是透明，如同玻璃。
We see beautiful precious stones.
我们看到非常宝贵的、很漂亮的宝石。
And pearls.
还有珍珠。
And a wonderful picture of heaven.
是一个非常美丽的天堂的图画。
But brothers and sisters.
可是弟兄姊妹们。
If you then take this finality.
当我们看到这个最后的。
This grand finale.
我们看到这个最后的大结局。
And then you want to find what is the most important part of this wonderful description.
那我们就要想，当这一段美妙的描述里面，什么是最重要的
？That is that verse 3 that we read.
就这就是第三节我们刚刚读过的。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and He will dwell among them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be among them."
我听见有大声音从宝座出来，说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要和他们同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。”
This is the most important verse of that whole wonderful picture.
这是这幅美妙的图画中最重要的一节经文。
Because this verse talks about the heart of God.
这节经文讲到了神的心。
It tells us why did God create us.
这告诉我们神为什么要创造我们。
Now you know man has been seeking forever.
我们人类常常要寻找那个永远。
What is the purpose of life?
到底什么是生命的意义
？Where did man come from?
人类是从哪里来
？Where is man going?
人类要去哪里
？And what is the purpose of life?
那我们一生的目的是什么
？But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This verse
这一节经文
tells us why God created us in the first place.
告诉我们神起初创造我们是为了什么
？Now, If you read this verse and you pay attention to it,
如果我们仔细地看这一节经文
there's a word that occurs three times.
有一个字在里面出现了三次
and that's the word among.
就是一个字叫做在中间
Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men.
就是在 神的帐幕在人的中间。
He will dwell among them.
他要和他们同住。
And God Himself will be among them.
神亲自要与他们同在。
I don't think it's a coincidence that it happens three times.
这不是一个巧合，这个字出现了三次。
Now that word among in the Greek is the word meta.
这个在中间这个词或者同在这个词呢，在希腊文里面叫 meta。
Now this word meta is translated among or in the midst of.
这个字就被翻译成同在或者在中间。
But this word is also translated into the word accompany or companion.
这个词呢又可以被翻译成伴随或者同伴。
So if you read in the New Testament, you find the word companion. It's this word meta.
如果当你看到新约里面有这个词，就是伙伴、同伴的话，就是这个词。
So it's not that just God is in the midst of them.
就是说，神不是仅仅是在他们里面。
But it speaks about this thought of companionship.
就是他不仅仅是在他们中间，而且是说他是他们的伙伴。
So what does it tell us?
到底这告诉我们什么呢？
That from the beginning,
在从起初的时候，
God was looking for a companion.
神在一直寻找一个伙伴。
And what does it say here in the end?
那在这个最后的地方告诉我们什么？
That God has found a companion in man.
圣经的最后告诉我们说，神最后找到了他的同伴在人的中间。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know what your thought is.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你现在的想法是什么。
This God of glory,
这位荣耀的神。
This wonderful eternal God,
这位奇妙的永恒的主。
He was looking for a relationship with man.
他在寻找一种关系和人的关系。
And when was it that God would be satisfied?
什么时候神才会感到满足呢？
What would it allow him to say, it is done?
什么才让神说这成了呢？
It is when that companionship or that relationship is real.
当这个伙伴的关系已经变成真实的时候。
So when God and man become one.
当神和人真的变成合一的时候。
There's this wonderful union between man and God.
有这样有一个非常奇妙的合一的关系。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
This is the end.
这是圣经的结束。
But if you think aboutThis was God's purpose from the beginning.
如果想到这就是神起初创造人的目的。
So if we go back to the book of Genesis.
当我们就翻回到圣经的起初，就是启示录。
And you remember the setting was that the Bible talked about the fact that God created the universe.
就是我们看见神起初的时候创造了整个宇宙。
And then God somehow made the earth to be inhabited.
然后神又把地球上面开始有生命出现。
And God placed man on earth.
然后把人放在地上。
And then created a wonderful garden.
然后造了一座美丽的园子。
And you remember the story, right?
我们想每个人都记得这个故事。
And God said, "Of all the trees you can eat, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil."
神说，园中所有的果子你都可以吃，只是不能吃那个分别善恶树上的果子。
But that man, of course, unfortunately, he took of that tree.
可是不幸的是，人最后吃了那个果子。
And do you remember what happened right after they ate of the tree?
你还记得当亚当和夏娃吃了那个果子以后，什么发生了吗？
Genesis chapter 3.
我们翻到创世纪第三章
verse 8.
第八节。
天使的。Genesis chapter 3 verse 8.
创世纪第三章第八节。
They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和妻子听见神的声音，他们就就啊 ，sorry， 我眼睛看不见这个字。就藏在园。 就藏在园中的树木里，躲避耶和华神的面。
Then the Lord God to man and said to him, Where are you?
耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
He said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself.
他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我就藏起来。
He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?
耶和华神说：“谁告诉你你是赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了那树上所吃的、所出的，是就是我吩咐你不可吃的吗？”
But brothers and sisters, in verse 8, there's a word there that said, the sound of the Lord walking in the garden.
在弟兄姊妹们，在第八节有讲到神在园中有行走的声音。
So that word walking,
那个字行走。
I don't think it was the first time that God was walking in the garden.
我想这不是第一次神在这个园中行走。
If we already talked about the fact that God from the beginning was looking for a relationship with man.
当我们刚才说神从起初开始就是在寻求与神之间的与人之间的一个关系。
God was looking for a companion.
神在寻找一个伙伴。
So when God was walking in the garden,
当神在园中行走的时候
I am sure that Previously, he had wonderful fellowship with man.
我相信神在这个之前和人之间有个非常好的关系。
And that God was looking for man to walk with him.
然后神到这个园中的时候，就希望神人和他一起行走。
But very sadly, in verse 9,
可是在第九节我们看到非常可惜的是
，God said, "Where are you, man?"
神说你在哪里
？So from that time on.
从那时开始
，The cry of God to man is, "Where are you?"
神就对人在一直在呼唤说，你在哪里
？So, but this word "walking,"
这个词，行走。
If you look at other places where this word is used,
我们看创世纪中其他的几个地方。
In Genesis chapter 5, verse 22,
在第五章的第二十五节，
二十二节
。Yeah. Sorry.
Do you remember the story of Enoch?
你们还记得以诺的故事吗？
Chapter 5, verse 22. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters.
以诺生马土撒拉之后与神同行300年，并且生儿育女。
And then verse 24. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
第二十四节，以诺与神同行，神把他接去，他就不在了。
So, we know this story is very famous because he was the first man to have been raptured.
我们知道这个故事很有名，是因为他是第一位被提的圣徒。
Now, he was a man that was willing to walk with God.
他是一个人，他愿意与神同行。
And then he walked so closely with God.
他与神那么紧密的同行。
God said, "Well, why don't you come up for a cup of coffee?"
神说，我们一起去喝个咖啡。
And then he never came back.
然后他就再也不回来了。
But brothers and sisters,
可是弟兄姊妹们
，You see, this well, there was a man that was willing to walk with God.
你看到一个人，他愿意与神同行。
And then the next time this word appears in the same way.
下一次这个字在出现的时候
，is in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9.
是在创世纪的第六章第九节。
These are the records of the generation of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God.
这是挪亚的后代，挪亚是个义人，在他的世代中是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
And then, in one more portion in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1.
然后还有第十七。创世纪的第十七章第一节。
Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless."
亚伯兰99岁时，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前行走，做完全的人。”
So you see from these examples.
当你们看见这些例子
，These are men that were described as righteous men.
这是在圣经中被描述称为义人的人。
But somehow these men they knew what was in the heart of God.
这些人 不知道怎么样，他们知道在 神心中所要的是什么。
And they were willing to become a companion to God.
他们就愿意成为神这样的一个伙伴。
So someone that would be so intimately close with God.
所以他们就成为了与神那么亲密的一个人。
In some sense,
在某种意义上来说
，When God said it is not good for man to be alone.
当神说那人独居不好。
And then God provided a helpmate for Adam.
所以给亚当制造了一个配偶。
You almost see a prophetic picture.
其实我们就看见了一个完美的图画。
Actually, of course, Paul talked about the relationship between Christ and the church.
保罗说这是讲到基督和教会的奥秘。
We'll get into that a little bit more. But you see, you start now to get the feeling of that companion.
所以我们后面会继续讲解，但是我们可以尝一下这个关于伙伴亲密的关系。
So what God was looking for was a relationship with man.
当神在寻找的就是与人之间这样的一个关系。
But it's actually something deeper.
其实还有更深的。
Because when we talked about when we come to the book of Revelation, verse chapter 21.
当我们来到圣经的第二十一章。
And we see this picture of heaven.
我们看到这一幅关于天堂的描绘。
It's much deeper than, you know, we're being saved and one day we're going to go to heaven and we're going to be playing a harp there, right?
这比我们以前理解的就是我们得救了然后以后去天堂要深刻的多。
If you peel the onion, so to speak,
当我们把这个洋葱的皮这样剥开。
So the Lord was doing a deeper work.
神在做更深的工作。
And I think we have to read a Psalm 8.
我们一起来读诗篇的第八篇。
It will give us a better perspective.
我们会看到有一个更好的描述。
Now Psalm 8 talks about God's creation.
诗篇的第八篇讲到神的创造。
And if you read the whole Psalm,
如果你读整个诗篇,
you get a sense of why God created man.
你会有一点感觉说神为什么要创造人类。
Now, for the course of the next few messages, we'll go through the whole psalm.
我们会后面几个信息会把整个第八篇一起读过。
But if you read Psalm 8, verse 1,
但是我们今天现在先读第一节。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Now we know that God has displayed His splendor above the heavens.
我们知道神将他的荣耀彰显于天。
You know the of course God is glorified in heaven.
当然，神在天堂是那么的荣耀。
In Job 38 verse 7,
在约伯记第三十八章第七节
，It speaks about the sons of God or the angels of God shouted for joy. They were worshiping God.
他讲到神的众子在那里欢呼。
So there is no problem with the fact that in heaven God is glorified.
所以没有问题，神在天堂上是被荣耀的。
He's worshipped by the angels.
他是被天使所敬拜尊崇的。
But we see in Psalm 8.
可是我们在诗篇的第八节第八篇看见。
It talks about how majestic is your name in all the earth.
这讲到神啊，你的名在全地是何其的美。
It goes on to talk about how God created man.
然后就讲到神怎样是为什么要创造人。
And then verse 5.
在第五节。
You have made him a little lower than the angels, and you crown him with glory and majesty.
你使他比神微小一点，赐给他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen.And also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
你派他管理你手所造的，是万物，就是一切的牛羊，田野的牲畜，空中的鸟，海里的鱼，凡游在水里的，都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
So we know that from this verse,
所以我们看见在这一节经文里
，When God created man，
当神创造了人
，He not only wanted His glory to fill heaven.
他不想他的荣耀仅仅在天堂上被彰显。
But he wanted his glory to fill the earth.
他也愿意他的荣耀充满这全地。
How majestic is your name in all the earth?
你的名在全地是何其美。
So, do you remember what happened?
你还记得什么发生吗？
So, if you look in the book of Genesis,
如果你看创世纪，
and you compare that with the book of Revelation,
如果你跟启示录一起对照的看，
and you see that the setting in the book of Genesis chapter 1 is very similar to the setting in the book of Revelation.
你会发现这个创世纪第一章中所列举的跟启示录最后所列举的是那么样的对照。
It almost gives you the impression that God was trying to make earth a reflection of heaven.
这好像神当时创造地上的时候就是想要作为天上的一个 映射。
So what do I mean?
那这到底是什么意思呢？
If you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 3,
如果你看创世纪的第一章第三节，
God said, let there be light, and there was light, right?
神说要有光，于是就有了光。
And then, but then if you read in Genesis chapter 22 verse 5,
如果你读启示录的
Revelation 22 verse 5,
启示录的第22章第五节，
it says, and there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light,of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever.
所以这不再有黑夜，神就是羔羊要成为神的
Revelation 22:5.
不再有黑夜，他们。也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。
And then in Genesis chapter 2 verse 10, it talks about now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers.
所以在创世纪的第二章第十一节和第十节，有河从伊甸流出来。滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
And then in Revelation 22, it says, Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street.
所以天使又指示我，在城内街道当中有一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Remember in Genesis 2, it talked about the tree of life.
我们想到创世纪的第二章讲到生命树。
And then in Revelation chapter 22, it says, On either side of the river was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
在启示录的第二章二章二节，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样的果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子为医治万民。
And then in Genesis chapter 2 verse 12.
在创世纪的第二章第十二节。
It talked about the gold of the land is good, the bdellium or the pearl, and the onyx stone, which is a precious stone, are there.
第二章的二十二节，并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和有红玛瑙。
But remember when we read in Genesis chapter 22, the material of the 21:18. The material of the wall was jasper, which is a precious stone. The city was pure gold, like clear glass. And then in verse 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls. And then verse 19-20, you see the foundation stones. There were various precious stones.
我们在启示录第二十一章，我们看见那座圣城，它的墙是碧玉的，它的地是金子的，它的城门是珍珠，然后还有很多的红宝石铸成。
Yes. So you see, there was gold, there was pearl, and there were precious stones in the book of Genesis.
所以我们看见在创世纪的里面有。 有珍珠，有金子，有很多的宝石。
And the same thing in the book of Revelation.
我们也看在启示录里面也看到同样的这些材料。
So you see the parallel?
你们看见这个对比了吗？
And you see, this is a wonderful setting that God had prepared.
所以这是神在起初就是这样的一个奇妙的一个设置。
And, but basically, what was it that God was doing?
那到底神到底是在做什么呢？
So, do you remember when in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28? Well, let's read there.
我们一起读创世纪的第一章第二十六节。
It says,
神就赐福给他们。
Okay.Verse 26, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him.Male and female, he created them.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满全地，治理这地，要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟。和地上各样行动的活物。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
sometimes you wonder why did God create us?
所以你有的时候会有疑惑，说为什么神造了我们？
I think there's nothing more clear than the Bible telling us.
我想圣经里面解释的非常的清楚。
So here it talks about the fact that God created man so that he would rule over the earth.
所以这里神讲到神圣经讲到神创造了人类就是要来管理全地。
So he was to rule over the cattle of the field.
所以他就管理地上的牛羊。
And then the birds of the air.
空中的飞鸟。
And the fish of the sea.
和海里的鱼。
And then that was one.
这是第一点。
But then the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
然后说要生养众多遍满全地。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
God created this wonderful setting.
当神创造了这样的奇妙的设置，
And you could see that earth was patterned after the scene of heaven.
所以地是照着天上的样式造的。
But and then God placed man in this garden or on this earth.
然后人把神把人放在其间。
And remember, we read in Psalm 8, what was God's plan?
我们刚才读到诗篇的第八篇，讲到神的计划是什么？
God's plan was that.The glory of God will fill this earth.
神的计划是神的荣耀要充满全地。
Now, how was God going to do that?
那神到底要怎样成就这件事？
God was going to do that through man.
所以神要借着人来成就这事。
Now, you know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul.
当人看见食物的时候就不能自己。
Actually, my Chinese nickname is 胖胖。
我的中文的小名叫胖胖
，means fat fat，
就是胖胖的意思。
Because I've been fat since I was a little kid。
因为当我很小的时候，我很胖。
And my worst problem is ice cream。
我最大的问题就是冰淇淋。
So, but if you think about it，
当你想一下这件事情。
If I was able to control myself，
如果我可以控制我自己的话
，I wouldn't have the nickname fat fat。
我不会有这个胖胖的这个小名嘛。
But I cannot help myself when I see ice cream.
所以当我看到冰淇淋的时候，我就控制不住了。
And then not just that.
还不止这些。
Mark Twain said the easiest thing to do in this world is quit smoking.
马克吐温说，在这个世界上最容易做的就是戒烟。
I've already quit over 100 times.
我已经戒了一两百次了。
Man cannot help himself.
人不能够控制自己。
If you think about more recently, some of the famous stars that have died, Michael Jackson, Prince, George Michael.
所以我们可以想一想，最近这些年死去的那些歌星 ，Michael Jackson、Prince， 还有 George Michael，All
of them had issues with substance abuse。
他们都有这个叫什么？吸毒的。
Whether it's alcohol or drugs，
或者是酒精，或者是毒品。
Or more recently, Tiger Woods he couldn't get off of being addicted to pain medication。
所以那个Tiger Woods 他也不能够，他也是药物成瘾。
Brothers and sisters, think about it.
弟兄姊妹想一想。
So as man has become independent,
当人选择自己生活的时候，
man has decided to rule his own life.
人类就决定要自己来管理自己的生命。
The result is what we see today.
结果就造成了今天的恶果。
Now, remember God wanted man to rule over this world.
想一想人，神本来创造人要来管理这个世界。
And actually, man does rule today.
好像表面看上来，人类现在统治了这个世界。
You look at all the different zoos, man is able to put all the animals in the cages.
好像在去动物园的话，是人把动物关起来的。
But if you really look at the condition of man,
可是你现在看一下人的现状。
Do you find that the glory of God has filled the earth?
你看见神的荣耀充满全地吗？
I don't think so.
我想不是这样。
Just think of Kim Jong-il.
你想想那个金正日。
Think of Saddam Hussein.
想想萨达姆侯赛因。
Or even Donald Trump.
还有我们的总统。
Or anyone.
或者任何一位。
The president of the lady president of Korea.
最近的这一位朝鲜的总统。
So when man is independent of God.
当人选择独立在神之外的话，
the result is you see the earth today.
所以这就造成了今天地球上的恶果。
So God's original plan,
当神最初的计划，
was that earth would be a reflection of heaven.
是讲到地球会反映天上的荣耀。
I don't think earth reflects heaven.
我们现在看不到地反映天上的荣耀。
As a matter of fact, it reminds you of hell.
Actually, 有的时候让我们想到地狱。
Now, if you think about it,
当我们想到这些的时候，
so you know, family, when you come home, normally home should be a place where you feel like you're going to heaven, right?
当我们回家的时候，照道理家庭是一个让我们感觉像天堂一样的地方，对吧？
But if you think about all the families and the homes today,
可是我们想想现在的这些家庭。
I had a coworker a few years back. I always wondered about how he could deal with his commute.
我有一个同工还是工作里面
同事。Yeah. He would commute 2 hours each way every day.
是他每天要上下班需要两个小时。
So you would think he would want to go home really soon, really early.
所以你就会想到他可能会归心似箭每天下班。
But he always showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
可是他每天都是八点钟上班。
And he would be the last one to leave.
他总是最后一个离开办公室。
And I always wondered, how can you deal with that?
我就在想他到底他怎么会这样
生活呢？ Until one day,
有一天，
he said,
他说，
he said, my favorite thing to do with my wife is to go to the movies.
我也跟我太太最喜欢做的事情就是去看电影。
And the only reason is because then I don't have to listen to her talk.
唯一的原因就是在那个时候我不需要听她啰嗦。
So then it really told me that he never wanted to go home.
所以这就告诉我说他根本不想回家。
So you get the picture.
所以你就知道这件事。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
After the fall of man.
当人类堕落以后。
Man has gone so far from the purpose of God.
人类从起初神的计划真的是走了那么远。
But thank the Lord.
可是感谢神。
The Lord started the work of recovery.
所以神主开始了他恢复的计划。
And of course, in the end, in the book of Revelation, God's purpose is fulfilled.
所以我们知道在最后，启示录的最后，我们知道神的计划成就了。
So the next couple of days, we'll talk about God's work of recovery.
在今后的两天，我们会讲更多的讲神
恢复的计划。There is a wonderful hope.
是有一个荣耀的盼望。
There, that God's plan will still be fulfilled.
神的计划还是会成就的。
So God's desire is that heaven is not just in heaven.
所以神的盼望，神的愿望是天堂不仅仅是存在天上。
But heaven is also heaven on earth.
天堂要存在在地上。
And our time is up, but we'll share more in the next few sessions.
我们今天的时间就到这里，我们后面的两天会有更多的分享。
Maybe we'll bow with a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful plan that you have included us in.
主，我们谢谢你，你有这样奇妙的计划，把我们包括在其中。
Lord, we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们都犯了罪，亏缺了你的荣耀。
But we thank you, Lord, you did a work of recovery.
可是我们感谢你，因为你做了恢复的工作。
And Lord, you gave us salvation through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
你借着你的儿子耶稣基督给了我们救恩。
Lord, our prayer is that through this weekend we may understand your eternal purpose.
主啊，我们真的祷告，借着这个周末，我们可以更多的明白你创世的工作。
And Lord, why is it that you created us?
就是你为什么要创造我们。
And Lord, may we all enter fully into your plan.
我们就可以完全的进入你的计划。
Lord, if left to ourselves, Lord, there is only disaster and sin and evil.
主，我们知道我们自行其事的时候，我们就会犯罪，我们就会真的导致灾难。
Lord, we pray that you may restore each one of us, Lord, that each of us may learn to live a dependent life.
主啊，我们真的求你做在我们每个人中间做恢复的工作，所以我们就可以依靠你而活。
Lord, it's ultimately that your purpose may be fulfilled in each one of our lives.
所以我们祷告你的工作可以在我们的身上成就。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，奉你的名祷告。Amen.